Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome to this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. Our guests today include Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director at Circus World, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director. Also, they brought along today a fellow many of you will recognize his name. Jim Kiefer is here today, and he'll be talking to us about the local Circus Fans Association tent, number 100, located here in Baraboo. And we'll be talking about the history of Circus World. Jim has a lot of knowledge there as well. But before we begin talking with Mr. Kiefer today, let's go over to Scott here first. And if you would, update us a little bit on what's happening with the Big Top Parade coming in July and the great Circus Homecoming as well.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Registrations continue to pour in, which is great. We got a nice little bump over Easter time, which is a good time to celebrate family and families get together. So the circus family was on folks' minds, and we got a wonderful bump of registrants. So that continues to go, including international registrants, which is exciting and interesting to see. We're currently putting together all of our marketing campaign, which will be blasted out nationwide starting on May 1st, which is the day that the tickets will go on sale for the Al Ringling Circus performance, Sawdust and Spangles and Dreams, which will be sort of an all-star extravaganza on the stage of the beautiful Al Ringling Theater, and also tickets for Cecil B. DeMille's wonderful opus, Oscar award-winning greatest show on earth movie that will be showing there on Friday evening. So the parade continues, the homecoming planning continues, and our circus season at Circus World continues. We're in the midst of prepping the area for the new big top tent. We had our big top tent provider fly in from California, and we went out and laid it out. And when you see the sort of flags where the tent's going to go and you see it over top of where the old tent used to be, you could almost fit two of our old tents into the radius or circumference of the new big top tent. So lots of exciting stuff. A week tomorrow, or a day, a month tomorrow is our opening day at Circus World. May 19th will be our first day of summer performance season at Circus World. And we're surely excited about that. We're fine-tuning, and maybe by this time next week we'll have a date for the tent raising that we can announce here for everybody. And the circus season is upon us.
Well, Dave, as a performance director, I've got to believe just a moment ago he threw the real thrill in you. Is what do you mean a week away?
Yeah, you saw my jaw drop on that one.
But, we sure did.
You know, we're all getting ready. We're very excited for a brand new season, and it's going to be our best ever. We got a great lineup and a great tent, and it's going to be a fantastic season.
We do want to remind, too, that in addition to announcing a date here in a week or so that you can, you know, partake that day by going to Circus World and watching the tent go up, as we told you last week on the show, Bill Johnson, photographer extraordinaire, will be there and drone equipped as well. And so we should have quite a view this year of that all-new big top going up. And again, Scott, so we can help people visualize, it's not just a plain old white big top. It's what color?
It is the circus's favorite color, which is any color is good as long as it's red. So it's a red and white big top tent. It's about 150 feet in diameter, and it seats comfortably with lumbar support, 1,000 of our friends and family who will get the chance to witness this classic, wonderful big top performance.
Well, before we take a break here, one last thing. Are there any special events scheduled at Circus World this year that you can tell us about at this time? Any particular dates or appearances that are a little bit out of the ordinary, something special you might do this week or that month that you want to note here this morning?
Yeah, we have a very active special events calendar throughout the summer, of which you can find all that detail on our website, which is www.circusworldbaraboo.org. Starting off with our opening weekend, we celebrate our local Boy Scouts having their Circus Heritage Weekend. You drive by the Sauk County Fairground, you'll see so much activity and all these tents piled up there, and the Boy Scouts from around the region are really the tri-state region come to learn about this magnificent circus heritage. So Boy Scouts for opening weekend, we're thrilled about that. We have a clown weekend. We have our 14th annual Circus of the Chefs Gala, which is the largest fundraiser of the year for Circus World, and that's on June 11th on a Sunday evening. They're bringing together about 35 restaurants, wineries, and breweries from across the area, and typically we see about 600 of our friends and colleagues and community members that come and have a great night of fun, food, and fellowship, all in support of Circus World. That, many other things throughout the summer, so check our website.
You're listening to this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. We'll be back after this.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our special guest on today's edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World is Jim Kiefer, who's well known to many of you here in the community and the area as well. We're going to be talking to Jim in just a few moments about the Golmar Molar Ring Circus Fans Association tent number 100, which makes its home here in Baraboo. But before we do that, we welcome Jim, and I want to go back in the archives of historical knowledge that we're told you have. Let's reach back now to those early years when Circus World was in its formative years and being put together here on the banks of the Baraboo River. Go ahead, if you would, and just expound a bit and tell us your take on those early years and the growth since that time.
Actually, Circus World Museum was founded by John M. Kelly, who was a lawyer for the Ringlings, and in 1954, they started what they called the organization Circus World Museum, Inc., which was the founding organization of Circus World Museum. And on July 1, 1959, when the museum opened, Circus World Museum, Inc. turned the museum over to the State Historical Society. And, of course, on July 1, 1959, we had a big celebration. We had Rhonda Fleming here and a huge parade. I happened to be a junior in high school at the time, and so I marched in the parade. And then I think we had about 10,000 people here that day, and they all flocked into the museum after the parade at, I think, 10 cents apiece. And that was the beginning. And we had, at that time, we had the Ring Barn, Horse Barn. We had the Camel Barn. And those were the only two buildings we had the first year. The second year, then the Elephant Barn was purchased, and from then on, it, of course, it grew quite a bit.
Now, Jim, those are the early years, and I know that your association with Circus World has been ongoing since that time. Before we go on in history, let me just ask this. Where did you get your interest in the American circus and in Circus World? Where did that come from?
Well, it really started when I was probably about 12 or so, and I was became interested in the circus through living in Baraboo, and I was primarily interested in the logistics of the circus. So when a circus came to town, I'd always be out there early in the morning watching them put up the tents, and that was my interest, as opposed to many people are interested more in the performance, but I was always interested in the logistics, and that started when I was about 12 years old.
So, in other words, you never had to run away to be with the circus. You just ran down to the Baraboo River.
Right. But later in life, I did run away with the circus, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And when I got a job in Pennsylvania at a college in Pennsylvania, one of the college professors there had a student circus in the summertime. And, of course, I took the job because that interested me, and I became involved with that circus. It was called Circus Kirk, and it was all students in the summertime. In fact, in June of this year, we're having our 50th anniversary reunion here, and we'll have former Circus Kirk performers and workers from all over the country come here to get together and renew old times and everything. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Well, you know, we talk so often about the performance aspect of the circus, all the talent that we see there. You've indicated something I want to take off on this morning. You were always interested in the logistics. Explain that to us. What exactly have you learned over the years that keeps that enjoyment going in your mind regarding logistics? First of all, what is that? How does it operate?
Well, the logistics of the circus is how it travels, the equipment aspect of it, how the tents go up, how the seats go up, that type of thing. And that's the thing that I really like, the mechanics of how things operate. And that was always the interesting part to me.
And what did you find in your interest over the years regarding logistics? Obviously, things began on horseback and stepped up to trains and things like that. What's kind of the history behind the logistics of, say, moving a circus across the country?
Well, of course, it started with horse and wagons, and it went to railroad and then trucks. When I was growing up, I didn't experience too much of the railroad circus. It was mostly truck shows and that type of thing. So
earlier we were talking about the history of Circus World. You gave us a good background on its beginnings and its original opening, and I said we would come back to that and trace up a few more years here. I know that your interest has stayed in Circus World all of these years, so give us your view, if you would, from back in the 50s and 60s when Circus World got going, where we are today in the 2000s.
Well, 1,000% bigger and better than we were in 1959, obviously. But over the years, because of Chappie Fox's involvement here, is when we had the terrific growth years as far as our wagon collection and buildings and that type of thing. But as I said, when we started out, we had two buildings, and now we have about a dozen probably spread out over the city of Baraboo. So that's, you know, where we've been and where we've come. Just terrific growth, and it's been real exciting for me. I've been involved. I was on the board of directors for 30-some years, and, of course, now I'm living out my dream by working there. So it's just it's been phenomenal, really.
Okay. Our guest on this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World is Jim Kiefer of Baraboo. Jim, you know, a couple of thoughts came to my mind as you were speaking there a few moments ago. You're a Baraboo resident here, been here many, many years. As you've indicated, your involvement at Circus World has been ongoing for many, many years. What importance, if you would, does Circus World have to Baraboo, Sauk County, the greater area? And secondly, what importance does it play in the roles of people who decide to attend a show or to see the grounds or partake? The first part of that question, what is the significance of having this place in our community?
Well, of course, Baraboo was the home of the Ringling Brothers, and so that's the significance. There's no other place in the world that can have a museum like Circus World. Because of the historic background, and not only Ringling Brothers starting here, but the Gallmer Brothers and then the Moeller Brothers with their wagon works. So the history is just, I think, what makes it important to the community. And, of course, the fact that it draws 50, 60,000 people a year into our community, and from people I've talked to, you know, they've come into the community, and not only have they loved the Circus World Museum, but they've just felt at home in our community, and they've always felt so welcomed here. And I get that a lot from talking to people.
Okay, very good. Well, let's take the second part of that question, the value of a stop here at Circus World to people who might be summer visitors or any time of the year. What does it do for the average Joe? What do you think it teaches them?
Well, I think the important thing that I'm finding now is that with the decline in traveling circuses, Circus World is one of the few places that young people, kids, and even grandparents and parents have the opportunity to see and feel an old-fashioned circus under a big top. And I think that's presenting that history and experience to people, I think, is probably one of the most important things that we do, along with the historic attractions and archives that we have. But it's the experience of the old-fashioned circus that, in some respects, you can only get here anymore.
Thank you for joining us this morning. This is another edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. We'll be back with more from Jim Kiefer, our special guest, right after this.
Banking better together with the Baraboo National Bank was well-practiced between the Ringling Brothers Circus and the bank. In fact, their association began in 1876 when the bank made its first loan to the Ringling family. Later, during the difficult rainy season of 1888, the bank wired money to the Ringlings, which helped keep the show on the road until business improved. Banking better together. It's what they practice at the Baraboo National Bank. Like the Ringlings, build your banking relationship with the Baraboo National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jim, I want to turn now to an organization that you serve as vice president for. And before we began the show today, you said you've been doing so since 1962, and that's none other than the Circus Fans Association tent number 100, headquartered here in Baraboo, known as the Gulmar Moeller Ringling CFA tent. And tell us just exactly what this tent is, why it's here, who are members of the tent, and what benefits they get from being a member.
I think going back to the start of the organization that's called Circus Fans of America, or CFA as most people refer to it, is started in June of 1926 by a group of businessmen who felt there was a need for an organization of people who support the circus. And so they started that, and I think the first meeting was in Washington, D.C. But the organization itself is made up of local, state and local organizations, and the state organizations are called TOPS, and Wisconsin's TOP is the W.C. Coop TOP, which was started in 1933. Local organizations are called TENTS, and Baraboo's first tent was called the Riding Rooney's Tent. And I don't know exactly the year that was started. I'm guessing in the 1940s. And the Riding Rooneys were a family here in Baraboo that performed with Ringling Brothers. That tent kind of faded away. And in 1962, we met in January of 1962 in the office that was in the Elephant Barn at Circus World, and started a new tent called the Gulmar Moeller Ringling Tent, and that's named after the cousins that were all involved with the circus. And at that time, that was when we still had the Baraboo annual Circus Days celebration, mm-hmm. and a big parade and everything was planned for the July of 1962. And so, as circus fans, we thought it would be important to have the national convention here in conjunction with the parade and the festivities. And so that's why our tent was formed. And at that time, it was Frank Van Epps, who was a businessman in Portage, was the president. I was vice president. Other members were Chappie Fox, Paul Lucky, Oscar Eisenberg, who was part of the Eisenberg Hardware family, Randall Herford, who was had spent some time on the circus, and a couple other people, Paul Lucky, who was Chappie's assistant at that time. Chappie and Paul were the two employees of Circus World, and we formed the tent for the purpose of holding the convention in 1962. And the tent's been going ever since. And one of the longtime activities of the tent is to have an annual banquet opening day of the summer season of Circus World. And, of course, I think those banquets go back to the early 60s also.
Now, your banquet this year will be held on May 19th, if I have that date right.
Yep.
Tell us where it is and exactly who your featured speaker will be.
Well, it'll be held at Circus World in the Feld Building. And our feature speaker will be Jenny Vidbell, who was interviewed on this program a week ago. And we're looking forward to having her speak. We've had a lot of dynamic speakers over the years, but I'm sure she's going to bring a lot of information to us and a lot of interesting stories, I'm sure.
Well, Jim, very quickly, if someone listening today is interested in learning more about the local Circus Fans Association tent or possibly becoming a member, what do they do? Who do they get in contact with?
Well, they can get in contact with me at Circus World or Kathleen Thoreau in Baraboo, and her phone number is 356-7916, and she's the president of the Circus Fans tent. And if they want more information about attending the banquet, they can contact her also.
And I think we should throw in, too, the fact that as a card-carrying member myself, not only is there a local organization to belong to, but also there is the national, and part of being a member of the national is the fact that every month you receive a very beautiful, glossy publication about the circus across America. It's marvelous.
It is. It's probably one of the biggest benefits of belonging to the Circus Fans Association is the publication.
Right. Well, very quickly then, I'm going to bring Dave Salutis back in here and just for a moment. And of course, Scott, if you want to chime in as well, we want to talk about the fact that Circus Fans Association is one way of supporting or keeping your interest in learning more about the circus. But there are other platforms or areas people can involve themselves in, too. Let's speak very briefly to those.
Sure. If you're really interested in the history of the Circus Historical Society might be a better fit for you. If you're interested in modeling circus, a lot of folks create their own wagons, have their own circus layout. Those are the circus model builders, and their publication is Little Circus Wagon. Then there's Windjammers, who are the circus music enthusiasts, which is its own genre of music, and they have national conventions and meets. We've had several of them here in Baraboo, and they also have a publication as well. So there's a lot of different ways to get interested in the circus.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we want to thank you for stopping by today and enjoyed so much your historical perspective. Someday I knew I'd do that. Only took 51 years to do it. But no, Jim, really enjoyed
your
historical view and information. We really, really appreciate your stopping by.
Thank you very much.
And our thanks, too, to Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director at Circus World, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director at Circus World. And our thanks to you for joining us here each and every week. We're on the air with a brand new show every Thursday morning at 7:15 and a replay of that show Friday mornings at 6:45 a.m.
That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.